This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to Have a Nice Christmas, a special festive podcast from BBC Good Food, hosted by me, Miriam Nice, and ably assisted by Nadia Ziafat.
This is a bonus cook-along episode where we're going to be learning this week's recipe.
Hello and welcome to this bonus cook-along recipe with me, Esther Clark. Today's recipe that I'm reading out is for a crispy tray-baked stuffing. And this crispy tray-baked stuffing is a recipe by Chelsea Collins. The recipe is a delicious stuffing made up of sausage meat, onions, apple, and really delicious nutty cooked chestnuts. For the recipe, you'll need 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 brown onions, which need to be peeled, halved, and sliced, 2 400-gram packs of Cumberland sausages with the skins removed, with a few of the leaves reserved for later, 100 grams of fresh breadcrumbs, brown or white, 100 grams of cooked chestnuts, roughly chopped, and you can find those really easily vat-packed in the supermarket. Start by heating your butter in a large non-stick frying pan over a medium heat until foaming, and add your onions along with a good pinch of salt. Fry for 10 minutes or until softened. When ready, they'll be translucent and soft enough to break up with the back of a wooden spoon. Next, add your apple and cook for 2 to 3 minutes more. Then set this mixture aside and leave to cool for 15 minutes. Tip your sausage meat into a large mixing bowl and combine with the cooled onion and apple mixture and all the other ingredients, along with a good amount of black pepper and salt. Squish everything together until well distributed and mixed. This mixture can now be kept in the fridge for up to 2 days covered. Heat your oven to 220 degrees Celsius, 200 degrees fan, and gas mark 7. Pack your stuffing into a roasting dish and smooth over the top. Put the stuffing directly into the oven to cook for 30 to 35 minutes, or until it has a nice deep golden brown crust on top. You can check your stuffing is cooked by sticking a skewer in it. It should come out piping hot. Serve this stuffing immediately as part of your Christmas dinner, or leave to cool down. It's delicious in a leftover Christmas sandwich.
Thank you for listening to this week's cook-along episode. To find out more, go to bbcgoodfood.com and make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to never miss an episode.